Morning Watch, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 2. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Growing in Life Unto Maturity. Monday, Related Verses. Revelations 14, verse 4. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. James 5, verses 7 through 9. Therefore, be long-suffering, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer eagerly awaits the precious fruit of the earth, exercising long-suffering over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be long-suffering. Establish your hearts, because the coming of the Lord has drawn near. Do not complain, brothers, against one another, lest you be judged. Behold, the judge stands before the doors. Revelations 14, verses 14 through 16. And I saw, and behold, there was a white cloud, and on the cloud one like the Son of Man sitting, having a golden crown on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Send forth your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he who sat on the cloud thrust his sickle upon the earth, and the earth was reaped. Matthew 13, verses 3 and 8. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow." Verse 8. But others fell on the good earth and yielded fruit, one 100-fold, and one 60-fold, and one 30-fold. Related reading. The Lord's coming requires our growth and maturity. As long as we remain spiritually immature, we will delay the Lord's coming. The quicker we mature in the divine life, the more we hasten the Lord's harvest. We all need to grow by eating Jesus. The more we eat him and grow, the more we hasten his return. Merely to declare, "Lord Jesus, come quickly," is not sufficient. Just as a farmer cannot harvest his crops until they are ripe, the Lord Jesus will not return until a significant number of his believers are mature. Hence, we need to keep feeding on Jesus. While we are awaiting the Lord's coming with long-suffering, he, as a real farmer, is also awaiting with patience our maturity in life as the first fruits and harvest of his field. Our maturity in life can cut short the period of our long-suffering and his patience. We need to pursue maturity in life to meet the Lord and be prepared to be judged by him. In 5 verse 7, James uses the illustration of a farmer awaiting with long-suffering the precious fruit of the earth. The Lord Jesus is actually the real farmer, the unique farmer. As we are awaiting his coming, he, as a real farmer, is awaiting our maturity. We may pray, "Lord, come back quickly." However, he may say, "My children, mature quicker." While you are awaiting my coming back, I am awaiting your maturity. Only your maturity can hasten my coming back. It is a great help for us to realize that if we are serious about awaiting the Lord's coming back, we need to grow in life. Most Christians today view the Lord's coming in an altogether objective way, in a way that has nothing to do with our spiritual condition or spiritual growth. Their expectation is that one day the Lord will suddenly come, and that his coming will have nothing to do with their maturity. It may be that the concepts many Christians hold regarding the Lord's coming back are actually causing him to delay his coming. The illustration of the farmer in 5 verse 7 implies that the farmer is waiting for the crop growing in the field to ripen. According to Revelation 14, the Lord is also waiting for the harvest to be ripe. When the harvest in the field is ripe, he will come back. This harvest will be the issue, the outcome of the Lord's sowing of himself as a seed. This was accomplished during the Lord's first coming, and it is described in Matthew 13. We need to realize that it is the ripening of the harvest that will hasten the Lord's coming back. For the Lord's coming back, we need long-suffering, endurance, and the growth in life. As we are exercising long-suffering toward those who persecute us and endurance toward afflictions, we need to grow in life. Then we shall be able to say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, come back sooner. Lord, can't you see that I am growing in life? Today I am growing faster than yesterday. Because I am growing, Lord, I ask you to speed up your coming back." I doubt that many Christians have prayed in this way concerning the Lord's coming back. We need to realize that the Lord's coming is related to our growth in life. If we fulfill the condition of growing in life, the Lord will fulfill the condition of coming back sooner. Therefore, we need to grow in life, and as we are growing, to exercise long-suffering and endurance. This is the proper way to await the Lord's coming back.